Paris, Gare de l'Est, the 20th of August 2008, 11:45 a.m. Of all the travel writers, or les écrivains voyageurs, as we say in French, Blaise Cendrars is one of the most fascinating. In 1913, he wrote his famous masterpiece poem, The Prose of the Trans-Siberian. But it is highly likely that at that time he never set foot on the luxury train. One day, at a press conference, soon after the publication of the poem, a female journalist noticed some geographical errors in the text. She took the author up on the matter and declared, "Mr. Cendrars, you've never been on the Trans-Siberian." Blaise Cendrars replied, "But, Madame, I took you there."
Train had slowed down, and in the perpetual screeching of wheels I heard the insane sobbing and screaming of an eternal liturgy. I saw the silent trains, the black trains, returning from the Far East and going by like phantoms. Trains with 60 locomotives streaked away, chased by hot horizons and desperate crows. Disappearing. Disappearing.
I don't see nothing.
Well, they were right here.
I thought you said you were attacked, Frank.
There are, but there's this blonde that's been following. Oh, forget it.
Do you read me? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal? Do you read me, Hal? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Fire!
Now I've made the trains follow me. I'm on the road. I've always been on the road. The train lands on its wheels. The train always lands on its wheels.
Thank you.
The train throbs at the heart of the leaden horizon, and your desolation snickers. Yes, we are. We are. All those faces glimpsed in the stations. All the clocks. Paris time? Berlin time. All those stations' times. All those days. And all those women. And all those cafes. I wanted to drink them down and break them. Those windows and all those streets, and all those houses and all those lives, and all those carriage wheels raising swirls from the broken pavement. Paris, city of the incomparable tower, the great gibbet, and a wheel.